Hi, everyone. This is number three in our spiritual warfare series. And today we're going to talk about the testing of Jesus. And the reason this is important is because we're all going to be tested by the devil. Now, Jesus won, absolutely. So we're going to learn how did he win and what does it mean for us today. But we're going to learn a lot of things about the devil's plans and actions. And I think it's going to bring up some good defense in our lives to be able to win. So are you ready? This is spiritual warfare. It's the internal battle with what the devil places in our minds and our hearts and other things, trying to take us away from the will of God and what God has for us. Okay, so we're going to read the story, but I want to read to you from the very end of Matthew chapter 2. And here where God is speaking to outright speaks out aloud to Jesus after his baptism, and so he here we go. Sorry, it's end of Matthew 3. I got confused, and we're just about to enter Matthew 4, which is the temptation scriptures of Jesus. End of Matthew 3. God speaks. Matthew 3:17, and a voice from heaven said, "This is my son, whom I love; with him I am well pleased. This is my son." And God is speaking affirmation of who Jesus is and the word of God that is so, so powerful. We need to also understand this is very important, because when we get to the temptation, the devil straight away says, if you are the son of God, if you are the son of God, if you are a son of God. And I find this is the same temptation or the same testing that we get regularly from the devil, the challenge of our identity in Christ, the challenge of who we are. And I think that's so important coming into any temptation, testing time, that we affirm from the word of God, from the Holy Spirit, that we are sons and daughters of the living God. I love it. I love saying to you, or you are sons and daughters. It says, anyone who has faith in Christ, you'll be called the children of God. That's John chapter 1, verse 12. Anyone who believes in Jesus becomes the sons and the daughters of God. We don't become Jesus, but we become his sons and his daughters. So when we come to the temptation, Jesus is full of this new, this word from God, this incredible experience, and he comes into the temptation ready. So chapter 4, verse 1 says, Jesus was led by the Spirit to the desert to be tempted by the devil. Now look at that grammar. Led by who? By the Holy Spirit. Now that he's filled with his knowledge of who he is, he's the Son of God, God is pleased with him, then he's led by the Spirit into the desert place, which is not actually a desert. It just means there's not many people there. It's like wilderness, but there's greenery there. It's not a bad place. Into that area, but it's an isolated place. He's alone, so he's got to learn to grasp who he is and fight the devil on his own. And this is really important as a pastor. I love Sundays because we're together, but I want to be a church pastor that says to people, you've got to be ready on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday, because that's when you're at work or you're away from your friends at church, and you've got to maintain this identity in Christ on those days. And so coming out of, you know, like Sunday or a great message, the word of God, journaling, holding it, you're getting ready for what's coming. And it says tempted by the devil. Now this word devil, diabolos, I think it's in the Latin and the Spanish, etc. It means one who throws, he throws dirt at us. He throws accusations. You're no good. You're not a son. You're not a daughter. You're a nobody. You made mistakes. Who could use you? Constantly we're getting this refrain, this rubbish from Diabolos, the one who throws it. It's the devil. In fact, in this scripture, we're going to read three terms of the devil. One is the word devil. One is the word the tempter. And one is actually the word Satan in the scriptures. Three different names, which really means this opponent of God who hates us, wants to make us throw away our destiny and the will of God and obey him. So the concept of the devil is the one who is against God's plan and against us. All right. So this devil is there And the devil's not just in the wilderness. He's everywhere. You know, someone says to me, I live in Japan. Someone says, is spiritual warfare worse in Japan than other places? And I say, nope, it's the same in Australia or Jerusalem or Dallas or anywhere in the world, because we are servants of God, and the devil wants to tempt us. And so there might be external things, which I'll talk about in another talk, but this is an internal battle, temptation, and testing. In fact, Jesus says, pray in the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6, verse 12. You know, it says, pray. One of the lines of the Lord's Prayer that Jesus says you should pray like this is you know, protect me from temptation and save me from the evil one. Well, this is the protect me from the temptation part of the Lord's Prayer, what we're going to read. What did Jesus do? So the devil comes with the first, it says Jesus was hungry after 40 days and 40 nights. No food. And the devil comes and says, if you're the Son of God, listen to that. Does that sound familiar? Totally, right? If you're a son of God, if you're a man of God, if you're a person following God, why did you think that? Why did you do that? Why did you do that in the past? If this is the greatest challenge, I think, that we need to be ready for with the Word of God. I'm a child of God. I'm a son of God, not because of how pure I am, but because I love Jesus. I accept his will for my life, and I want to live a good life. So I'm not saying I don't try to live a good life and resist sin. I'm just saying I'm not a son because of purity. I'm a son because of Jesus, because of his love and his the blood covering my life, the blood of Jesus from the cross and the resurrection. If you're the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus was hungry after 40 days. This is called a natural temptation. This is a physical temptation. Something that Jesus feels in his physical body is actual hunger and thirst. And the devil said, why don't you do that? Why don't you do that? If you're a Son of God, you can do that. And Jesus answered, it is written. This is the key to coming back at the devil. Not to use logic, but what did God say? And it says here, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes out of the mouth of God. This is the scriptures. This is the Old Testament Jesus is talking about, but soon we're going to have the Gospels and the New Testament. We're soon going to have the whole Bible that we have today. But right here, they only had the Old Testament. So Jesus is quoting from many scriptures. He's quoting here from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. And I love this verse because this is how I believe we fight everything, is getting the Word of God on a daily basis. Jesus said, it's like bread, fresh bread from heaven is the Word of God. We teach the concept of journaling. Some people around the world called it SOAP or daily devotions. Our concept of these daily devotions is reading a bit of God's Word and saying, Lord, would you speak to me from your Word today? Applying it to our life every day. And so we see here Jesus straight away says, hey, not only am I truly a son of God because God said it, but here's a scripture that says, I'm not going to do what you say, devil, because I'm going to get my bread and my sustenance and my physical life from God. And this is our defense against sexual sin and covetousness and envy and greed and mental health problems. The key is getting the Word of God in our hearts every day. Now, I don't think this is legalism. I don't think Jesus is saying you must do this. But I believe he's setting up a habit of winning. And I want to have a habit of winning. You know, before I became a believer at 19, I was a fireman with a very bad self-esteem, very bad life and bad self-esteem. And when I became a believer at 19, I was reading the scriptures and I replaced my bad thinking with God thinking. I'm a son of God. I'm not perfect, but I'm loved and I'm becoming like Jesus because of God's help in my life. I started to replace bad thinking, stinking thinking, with the Word of God. And so Jesus is saying, hey, this is the advice for anyone struggling with physical temptation or temptation of our physical being, whether it be on thirst or hunger or sexuality or things I don't have, or those areas, or malice, anger, unforgiveness, internal things, is get the Word of God. Get the Word of God like fresh bread. Jesus said, let me say it again, Jesus said, quoting Deuteronomy, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Every word has an impact. It's supernatural. It says in 2 Timothy 3:16 that the word of God is God. God breathed into his word. So when we read it, it's unpacking. It unpacks. It downloads something into our life. And I'm an absolute believer. So if I miss out here and there daily, no biggie. But I believe it's a habit just like brushing your teeth. You don't have to brush your teeth. No one's going to force you as an adult. But it's really good health. And in fact, if you're living with a husband or wife, it's really good health. And soon, if you don't brush your teeth, you're going to start to smell and they'll notice. And so it is with reading God's word. It's not a law. There's no law that says you must, but Jesus is saying it's a habit that builds mental health, good emotions, good thinking, getting ready to win against temptation and winning in life. Pretty cool, hey? The devil's second temptation, there were three. The devil took him to the holy city, had him stand at the highest point of the temple. If you're the Son of God, there it is again. Second challenge on his identity that God just said, you are my son. And here the devil says, really? If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, and the devil quotes scripture, right? But he doesn't quote it correctly. He commands his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Is that truly in the Psalms? Yes, it is. But one phrase is missing from the scripture where it says these angels will lift you up in their hands in all your ways is missing. And so this scripture is not talking about throwing yourself off a temple. It's talking about in your daily life, in your ways, in your journey. God's going to protect you. And that is the scripture of Psalm 91. God will protect you and I. I believe that. But the devil misquotes it. And the devil misquotes other scripture in the Garden of Eden. He misquotes God and right through misquotes scripture. That's why we need to read the scripture and look at it and see what it says for ourselves. Not just because we read it, we saw it on YouTube, but we then look at it and we look at the scripture and we say, God, what would you say to me today? And the lesson is know the scripture if you can, but read the scripture. And Jesus answered him with a scripture. It is also written, don't put the Lord your God to the test. It's another great comeback from Jesus in Deuteronomy 6:16. Jesus loves Deuteronomy. He's quoting from it over and over. And so he says to the devil, hang on, you got that out of context. I'm not going to throw myself down here and say, hey, you know, God, protect me. No, that's risky. That's a risky thing. But to live in the will of God means when I do have danger, and I've had many, many dangerous moments. I've been hit. I've been scratched. I've been put in jail for the gospel. I've been, you know, stuff. And I've just known God's presence in those really difficult times. And I just know God will protect us. Even when bad stuff happens, there is a protection. And he said, Jesus says, don't put the Lord to the test. Don't be too risky in what you think God will do. So the last temptation, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. At this I will give you if you bow down and worship me. Now, it's really interesting the wording here because the devil says they're mine to give. And Jesus doesn't come back at that. Jesus could have taken this offer and say, okay, devil, give me this. And I don't even want to say it, but okay. But Jesus knew that the way to win the world and to honor God was to go to the cross and be resurrected. He knew that was the path. He knew that was the way he was going, not the devil's way to instant get stuff, but have to give something up to the devil. No, no, no. God's way is win, win. And when Jesus died on the cross and rose again, he won against the devil. He won against all the powers of darkness, and he freed the prisoners from hell. And Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, or get lost, Satan. And you're allowed to get angry at the devil's temptation. You're allowed to. We're not allowed to get angry at people, but we're allowed to get angry at the devil. And he says, Satan, the word Satan is the Old Testament word as well as this New Testament word of this personality that's in charge of evil and in charge of this temptation. So the word devil, tempter, Satan is in this passage, different names, same entity, same concept. And Jesus says, get away, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. And then the devil left him and angels came and attended him. Now, it also says in Luke 4 with the companion verse of these three temptations, it says, and then the devil left him for an opportune occasion. In other words, there's going to be cyclical temptations. And let me say that a lot of the temptations of the devil are cyclical. In other words, there's not much creativity. So when you understand where the devil's going to attack you, you've got to get fences up. You've got to get strength up, get word up, get stronger. And when the devil comes, we don't reason with him and say, well, I'm not a bad guy and not girl and I'm okay. No, no, that's reasoning. But we quote the scripture and say, well, God says that if we believe we're a child of God. And the Bible says that Jesus came as a sacrifice for my sins. And so quoting the scriptures is the way that Jesus did it. And I think that we can simply do that by reading a scripture. And we may not remember the scripture, but I think we need to take a note of the verse so we can go back to it in the future. So when we journal, it's just great to put down a verse, underline it, or if you're on your phone, just, you know, text yourself or whatever you're going to do, and you can read it that day, and or email yourself, or whatever. You can keep a note of it because it helped you in a time of temptation. This is Jesus. Jesus was tempted. It says in Hebrews, Jesus was tempted in every way as we are, yet without sinning. Did Jesus win? Totally. Did Jesus sin? No. Do we sin? Yes, we do, unfortunately, but we have a Savior and we have a relationship with the Savior. I'm not saying this that we go out of our way to be tempted. We have to build up fences in areas where we're weak. But I do believe that we can win more and more by getting God's word and using it and becoming strong in our mental health, becoming strong in our responses. The devil's temptations in your life will not be creative. They will be repetitive. And that's why when we hear that negative voice saying, oh, if you're a son, really, who are you? We start hearing stuff. We need to, know that that is not ourselves. That is definitely not God. It is the one who throws, the devil, and we need to say, Lord, I want to be like you. Quote scripture, get stronger, and let me pray for you right now. Lord, I pray that we would understand this temptation and what you did, Lord, total winning. Lord, we're not pure. We're not 100% like you, Jesus. We're not. We're impure. We make mistakes. We sin. But Lord, we have a Savior. We love you, and I pray that your word would be like daily bread in our lives, strong, strengthening, helping, enabling, giving us mental health, helping our mind, helping our heart, helping our emotions become more like you every day. I pray that we be people of the word. And if we miss out here or there, that's okay, but we have a habit of your word and applying it. Speak to me today, Lord. Speak to us today that we might be stronger in Jesus' name. Amen. And next time we talk, I'm going to talk about Jesus and the external evil that he did face, because we will face some of that sometimes. God bless you all.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And if you enjoyed today's episode with Pastor Rod, why don't you subscribe on whatever platform you are listening to this, and we'll see you next time.